This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Anchor by Spotify. And if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. No specialty training or equipment needed. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast worldwide on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, like I've been saying, Anchor is totally free. It's free. Download the Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started and make your podcast dreams a reality. That's anchor.fm. What are you waiting for? Download the app. Order up! Our Major League Baseball season preview continues as we order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, we are ordering up the National League Central from 5 to 1. Who you got, D?
Alright, I mean, first off, I'm going to start with the Reds. There's just not enough there. Votto's 39. Somehow he's going to make the Hall of Fame. I understand that. And they got young pitching. But it's just not enough there to ascend. Number 4, we got the Pirates. The rotation is just god-awful. Rich Hill and Vince Velasquez. Yeah. The Pirates don't spend money. The Pirates are going nowhere. Number 2 might surprise you. I got the Brewers in this spot. I think Corbin Burnes, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets traded at some point. I think he's upset with his arbitration with the team. Christian Yelich is just not that guy, man. He's a 15 home run guy, and that's it. Luke Voit, come on, he's not going to do much. So I got the Brewers coming in third. Number 2, I think it's the Cubs. I liked what they did this offseason. They got Dansby Swanson. They got Cody Bellinger on a prove-me deal. Kind of like, hey, you know, you want to get money, you got to play good this year. Ian Happ has turned out to be a stud. Suzuki's a good hitter. They went and got Trey Mancini. I love Hosmer. Always been a fan of him. Tucker Barnhart. I think they got a decent team. Enough to finish in second. I don't know if it's good enough for a playoff spot. Definitely finish in second. And the class of the NL Central is... It's the Cardinals, man. All I got to say is Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado. I don't know how the Yankees missed on both of these guys. I mean, this is all I need to say. I think Goldschmidt won the MVP last year, and Arenado finished right behind him. It's a fluke that they got bounced out in the playoffs early. And Jack Flaherty just hasn't been the guy he's needed to be. They're really just missing pitching. But I do believe that they're going to be good this year.
Great choices. All great choices. It's hard to disagree with the Reds, right? It's really hard to disagree with the Reds. Now, like Tyler Stevenson appears to be legit. India appears to be the guy. Joey Votto's 39. You mentioned that. Like, what's he going to get? They're high on Spencer Steer. I don't know. Like, what are you going to get from Senzel? What are you going to get from Will Myers? What are you going to get from Jake Fraley? And these are the guys, these are the fringe guys that are going to fill out your lineup. And I haven't even touched on the rotation yet. What rotation? Luke Weaver? Alright, he'll be decent. He's a number 4. Maybe. Who else? Hunter Green? Hunter Green throws hard. That's about it. Like, I don't know if Hunter Green's any good. They're high on him. That doesn't mean anything. Justin Dunn. They already gave up on him. Right, as part of the Luis Castillo trade, the Mariners already sent him packing. after he got sent back in from the Mets. And he's hurt. What are you getting here? What are you getting? I don't see it. I don't see it at all. Number four. I'm going to have to agree with you. I think it's the Pirates. Like, they have some young players. Again, the rotation. They got guys so they can flip them. They got guys to trade. Vince Velasquez, Rich Hill, you got guys that you're going to flip at the deadline because you know you're not going to be any good. Maybe a guy like Austin Hedges gets moved because you're going to want a defensive replacement. G-Man Choi, like maybe he gets moved at the deadline. But you got to like the 1-2 of Hayes and Cruz. But they need more. Like, is Brian Reynolds going to get traded? Like, Brian Reynolds has been rumored to get traded for a while now. Whether it was the Yankees, whether it was the Mariners. Like, shit or get off the pot time with that. And then once you get past those guys, there's not a lot of there. There's not a lot of there. But there is there is a little bit more in Pittsburgh than in Cincinnati. Third place, I like the Cubs. They're solid. The Cubs are solid. For me, it's the pitching. What are you getting from Stroman? What are you getting from Tyone? Well, I know what we're getting from Stroman. Yeah, I don't need to tell you what I know. Like, I know, but do we know? Like, the royal we. What are you getting from J-Mo Tyone? Like, big money acquisitions. What are you getting from Michael Fulmer? What is he going to be? Like, is he going to be the guy that he looked to be in Detroit? Or is he going to be, like, is he going to be a lights-out reliever? Or is he going to be somewhere in between? We're going to see. There's a lot of question marks. What's Kyle Hendricks' situation? What's his status? The pitching is kind of offensively, they're there. You mentioned Barnhart. They still have Yan Gomes, right? Horner, Hosmer, Madrigal, Rios, Mallory Pugh's husband. I loved all of them. You should have heard. Oh my God. I was watching the women's national team with my fiance. And they mentioned how Dansby Swanson taught Mallory Pugh how to win. Excuse me? I'm sorry. The U.S. women's national team has won more than Dansby Swanson can ever imagine. So let's pump the brakes on that. Let's pump the brakes. My question mark with the offense is, what are you going to get from Cody Bellinger? The other guys, they're going to be pretty good. But Cody Bellinger is going to have to be the pick to click. Number two, on the strength of that rotation for now, I'm taking the Brewers. Now, a pissed off Corbin Burns, he may turn this into a very lucrative deal for him moving forward. Or it can totally blow up and he could be a Yankee by May. They can go one of two ways.
So extreme.
Right. It's. I'm banking on the fact that he's going to channel it and he's going to do very well. You know, he and Woodruff are a good 1-2 punch. I do like William Contreras on this team. I think he's going to show that he's not Wilson's little brother. I think he's going to show that he's a player. And there's plenty along this roster that makes me think that they're going to be good. Right? Telez is there. He's pretty good. Brasso is good off the bench. They brought in Brian Anderson. Willie Adames is there. You still have some guys. Now, they're not going to have Tyrone Taylor to start the year. They're very thin in the outfield. They have Jesse Winker and Yelich, but Yelich is not Yelich anymore. They may need to go and get an outfielder. Maybe two. But there's enough there to hold off the rest of the division. And like you mentioned, the class of the division is the St. Louis Cardinals and their man, Jordan Montgomery, Steven Matz, Dakota Hudson, Jordan Hicks. Come on now. Like, yes, Jack Flaherty has not been who they want, but...
Steve Matz hasn't either. It was 5.42 ERA, and he's always hurt.
I know.
Those former Mets are just off.
But you still have 41-year-old Adam Wainwright going.
Yeah.
You still have enough on this team. Will they miss Yadi Molina? Not with Wilson Contreras behind the plate.
Right.
Like, that was a coup. That was a coup. You hurt the Cubs, and you brought in a stud catcher. That's a hell of a job. That's a hell of a job by Mozeliak. And then you've already said it. Arenado, Goldschmidt. Like, if DeJong can figure out how to hit again, like, DeJong's not bad. Tommy Edman is good. You have the immortal Lars Nootbaar, who's playing for Team Japan in the World Baseball Classic. Now batting for Team Japan, Lars Nootbaar. Sounds like something you get at IKEA. But Dylan Carlson, Tyler O'Neill. This team is loaded. This team is loaded. And I think that they will only get better. And they aren't afraid to add. They're not traditionally a free agency team, right? They're a growth and development team that makes smart trades. Now, in the future, like, who's gonna be available? Maybe a certain outfielder / DH / pitcher. That would be very interesting. I'm just saying. But St. Louis, they're going to be around because that's the Cardinal way. If you want to get on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail at gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at FadeRouteDNZ. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us in, crowd.